Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 23 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Grateful that you are along for the ride. I suspect that you're along for the ride for a little bit longer period of time today because the weather is just kind of, well, it's kind of sketchy out there relative to the slippery conditions on the highways. So you're probably going a little slower. That's okay, fine. You just get more time to hang out with us. And speaking about hanging out with us, in studio with us is our friend Desmond Adams. Desmond Adams from DesmondAdams.com. He's a speaker, motivator, a writer, and he is a man that we turn to from time to time for a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of fun. And grateful to have you back in the studio again, sir.
Michael, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on such a blustery day.
Yeah, it is. It's Iowa, you know. I'm kind of convinced that because all the panic and all the craziness about the weather, I'm suddenly convinced that we have transplanted Iowans someplace else, and we have just brought a whole legion of people from Southern California here because they just freak out when it snows. And it used to be, hey, well, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 inches of snow, no big deal, let's go. But now you get a dusting of snow and people go,
Well, you know, we have a lot of new Iowans, Michael.
Yes, we do have a lot of new
Iowans. There are a lot of new Iowans. Everyone is not has not been born and raised here.
Uh-huh.
We have quite an immigrant population that's growing, and as well as we just have a lot of college graduates that have stayed here after attending their university. So We have a lot of new Iowans.
That's it. So that's it.
That's it.
So Southern Californians are here.
Well, you know what? They'll get used to the weather here pretty soon.
One of these days. Yeah. All right. So there's something coming up this weekend that that I want to talk to you about because it's very close to your heart because this is your fraternity.
It is.
And I want to let's talk a little bit about the fraternity.
Yes.
And what it is. And then we'll get into the special event that's happening Saturday night.
Certainly. The fraternity is Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, which has been in existence since 1906, December 4th. It was founded in Ithaca, New York, at Cornell University.
Right.
We have chapters here throughout the state, both undergraduate as well as graduate chapters. Well, the graduate chapter is the Zeta Kappa Lambda graduate chapters, the Zeta Kappa Lambda chapter mm-hmm. of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. However, the men of Zeta Kappa Lambda have created the Zeta Kappa Lambda Educational Foundation.
Right.
And that educational foundation provides scholarship and proceeds to college students as well as other educational opportunities for college students around the central Iowa.
And this fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, and the foundation
yes.
that sprung out of Alpha Phi Alpha has a regular event that happens in the winter.
We do.
Like this Saturday. It's called the Black and Gold Ball, and it's a fundraiser.
It is.
And I've been several times. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to just tell you about this because this is such a cool event. People from all over the state come together and have a great meal, listen to some really spirited conversation and some speeches. And our good friend Felix Gallagher
yes.
is a big part of that. He's a pharmacist here in the Des Moines metro area, graduate also of Drake University. And he was president, I think, last year, wasn't he?
Not last year, but he has been. He's a leader in the organization.
Right. And so this ball happens on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock at the Sheraton in West Des Moines, just off of 50th and University, I think it is.
Yes.
And why have this ball? What's the idea behind it?
I mean, Mike, ultimately, it's a celebration of the activities mm-hmm. that the Zeta Kappa Lambda Educational Foundation funds throughout the year. So that's a golf tournament, it's scholarships, and all of these, it's a scholarship recipients. Years ago, we were fortunate enough to create, and I was one of the architects of that, of a national internship program called Champions of Change, which incorporated several prominent large institutions mm-hmm. In central Iowa, went on to become a national program. an initiative, and I actually became a national chairman for that initiative over North America. However, moving forward, we've kind of gotten away from that internship program. It is now a product of the overall fraternity, but yet still being interested and still being members of this community for 60 years, our graduate chapter, Zeta Kappa Lambda graduate chapter, the foundation provides scholarship for kids, for our Central Iowa kids, and even some students that are not from Central Iowa, but are in Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago when I was at the event, there were some students from, Carroll, Iowa, that received scholarship money from Zeta Kappa Lambda.
And it's this Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Right.
I forgot the time frame.
Yeah,
but it's very important to reach beyond just Central Iowa.
Exactly.
Rural Iowa, different counties, Southwest Iowa, all types of counties within Iowa, to really bring in the talent that we want to hold in this state. And we want to keep talent in this state, Michael.
And this is a way that the fraternity, the organization, assists folks out there in staying here in the state, because they're going to give them money to go on to school. Now, some of the folks that go to this is pretty a fancy affair, too, by the way. And tickets are still available, as I understand it.
Tickets are available. We have limited tickets available, but yes, tickets are still available. It is a black tie affair. It's a black tie gala. It's a wonderful gala.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Some of the area's most incredible leaders, both social, civic, and governmental, both private and public industry, participate in the event, as well as everyday folks that just get up and go to work, that say, you know what, this is the time of year that I can take the wife out to go dancing and enjoy some nice music, give money to a great cause, and help this organization, which has done very, very well by people's support and donations.
Absolutely. I'm sad that you're not going to be there. You've got another commitment already. And I'll be sitting with President Denson, as a matter of fact, and from
DMACC,
and several other individuals. But this is a community-wide, a statewide event, and
absolutely,
it is really a cool thing. If folks are interested in finding out more information, where can they go to find out more information about the program?
Excellent question, Michael. They can go to the website zkl06.com.
Right.
ZKL06.com.
And you can find out more about the Black and Gold Ball that takes place.
.org.
Or is it .org?
.org.
Yeah. ZTL.
ZKL06.org.
I don't know how to pronounce this. I'll say
it's short for Zeta Kappa Lambda.
There you go.
ZKL06.org.
.org. All right, excellent. And you find out more about the Black and Gold Balls. Limited tickets are still available.
We would love for everyone to come out and experience a wonderful time.
It is
time.
A great
it
time.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great time to come out and
the
see.
The food is good. The music is great. The camaraderie is excellent. And, you know, it is just a
we've been putting
it's a
party. We've been putting it on for years. And unfortunately, this is only the second time I've missed it. The first time I had to attend an event at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. And this weekend, I have another event, not quite there. But it is an outstanding event, and I'm going to miss it. But
we'll miss
seeing
you.
Please, come on out.
And we'll wave and say hi.
Have a
in
great
your
time.
Place. All right. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen. You can find out more about Desmond Adams at DesmondAdams.com. That's DesmondAdams.com. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up, the Iowa 25. And then this half hour, we're going to be talking about IRS audits with Bruce Schmiedlin. He is a CPA. 7 red flags that the IRS looks at, especially if you're a small business person. That's all coming up next. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.